We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And I know a lot of people in this world who have a hell of a lot more juice than Mark Poling cars. And you know what they never say? They never say, I have the power. They reek of power. And you know they can make one phone call and whack Mr. Schmidt in the next room. I mean, I'm just a warning. I'm just saying, be nice to me. No, you've seen the movies. I mean, there are people who aren't even in public office who've got more power than Mark Poling cars. They pick up a phone and things get done. And I'm not talking about the Sopranos. I'm just talking about things getting done. Okay. And anytime somebody says, I have the power, that's a real problem for me. And I'm sorry when somebody says, I have the power, that represents to me some deep psychological issue with the guy. I hate to say it. I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm not a psychologist. I am, however, not certifiably crazy. I think it's very important that you know that. Quite the opposite, as a matter of fact. But I will tell you that think about the people in your life, in your circle of friends. If any one of your friends at a gathering said, I have the power. What would you think of that individual? That individual would be regarded as the biggest a-hole in the entire social group you have. And Poling cars says that these people protesting this morning, I speak Canadian every now and again, when I'm not Canadian by birth, but by, you know, lineage, genealogy, yeah. I know it's kind of a stain on the family escutcheon, but we get by it as best we can. But anyway, did he say escutcheon? Yes, he did. Good word, Tom. Thank you. All right. So anyway, I'm in a weird mood today, guys. You all understand why. I'm just saying. Anyway, where was I? Ah, yes. Mark Poling-Carr says, if you oppose his mandates, you are in the minority. Well, I want to know what information he has that says that. And I'm challenging the Democrats of Erie County to tell us what numbers you got in the telephone poll you guys did last Friday, asking people, do you approve of what Mark Poling cars is doing? Do you favor the mask mandate? Would you like to see a vaccine requirement? Do you plan on voting for Mickey Kearns or Mark Poling cars? I want to know the results of the poll. I've been saying this now for 2 hours. You think Jeremy Zellner or some Democrat would call me and tell me what the results of the poll were? But you got to tell me what the internals were. That's key. Because if I want people to say Tom Bowerly should be the next president, I'm going to select a group of hardcore WBEN listeners who are listening between 2 and 6 and who previously listened between 9 and noon. And I'll tell you, 70% of them would say, I should be president. 30% would say I should be committed. And that's okay, because at least they talk. 803-0930. Yeah, they tried that once. It didn't work very well. Because I was right. Anyway, more on that later. Anyway, are you really a minority? That is what I'm asking you. Are you really in the minority? How many of you have called your local supervisors? Grand Island. They're coming out. West Seneca is coming out. Marilla is coming out. The mayor of the village of Williamsville, the beautiful Deborah Rogers. I think I got a thing going for her. I'm just saying. She has come out in the village of Williamsville. And I got to tell you, there's a lot of snowflakes in Williamsville. I live in Williamsville. All right. And yeah, I've been really, really talking with Mayor Rogers a lot lately. as if you didn't know. But no, I openly admit that. And it's my right to talk to her because I am a constituent, I am a resident, and I have a right to talk to my mayor and offer her support and perhaps some suggestions here and there. I openly admit that. I'm not being Chris Cuomo. I'm a constituent. That's the relationship we have. She's not my sister. She's not my sister-in-law. She's a woman I don't think I've ever even met. But we've talked on the phone. We've exchanged texts, sometimes late at night. She doesn't sleep. No, not tawdry text. Don't even think about that. She's a very wonderful, very moral, upstanding individual. Okay, I just want to make that very clear. All right, let's get back to the calls on WBEN. Katie in Orchard Park talked to her supervisor, and her supervisor says Mark Poloncarz has the power, and Mark Poloncarz wants to keep us safe.
Yes, Tom, that's what he said. He did reference, you know, that Poloncarz still has Erie County under this emergency order, and that's why he holds all this power. And my town supervisor, as I stated earlier, feels that these other town supervisors are breaking the law for not enforcing the mask mandate.
Yeah, well, Gandhi broke the law too, and so did Martin Luther King.
Well,
he wrote a letter in jail in Birmingham because he broke the law. Was he wrong?
It's not up to these town supervisors to enforce the mask mandate. I thought it was under the Department of Health directive to go around and make sure these businesses are enforcing it.
I applaud, when there's a little document called the Declaration of Independence, and you ought to tell your supervisor in Orchard Park that everybody who signed that Declaration of Independence broke the law, and they were committing treason by breaking the law, and if any one of them had been apprehended by the British, they would have been hanged.
I'd be way more.
I think your Orchard Park supervisor needs a lesson in American history and civil disobedience.
Well, I totally agree. And I also referenced to him my fears that we're going to turn into Europe, you know, locking up the unvaccinated. And he verbatim said he doesn't care. And I'm like, how can you say that when Mark Poloncarz and Mayor de Blasio are already enforcing the same type of laws that they're pushing over in Europe? It's just crazy.
Well, obviously, he's got his head somewhere it usually shouldn't be. I would like verification of that conversation. I will look it up myself. But thank you very much. I appreciate the call. Are you in the minority? And, you know, folks, well, I think these supervisors are breaking the law. Now, I didn't talk to the guy. I have to go by what she's telling me here, okay? So, read the Declaration of Independence, okay? It's a little bit archaic, but you'll get through it. Basically, what it says is, hey, we're independent now, and we're independent because the king is a total tool, and here's what he's done to us. Therefore, let everybody in this world know we are a free, sovereign nation, signed with the big John Hancock on.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Then a wind advisory for all of Western New York until 10 o'clock. Gust of 50 miles an hour, showcasing our Buffalo weather beautifully to a nationwide audience. If we had a dome, we wouldn't have to worry about it. That's why we should have a dome. Why should weather be a factor? Let's see the best athletes going at each other without weather being a factor. Put a dome in the damn new stadium. Excuse me. I can't go anyway. You can't go probably because you're not 40 degrees right now. It feels like 22. By the time they build the new one, I will no longer be, I guess, in the vaccinated category. Hopefully, I'll still be in the above ground category. We'll see. Let's get back to the calls on WBEN. I mean, with the Omicron variant going around, I walk in dread every day of it latching on to my nasal tissues and causing me distress. The last bout with COVID was such a terror. It was like 2 days of not feeling my full purposeful self. Let's go to, I don't mean to be insensitive to those of you who've had serious bouts of COVID, okay? Not trying to be that, but there comes a point where you got to say, you know what? There's viruses out there. People get sick from those viruses. This is a virus. It's a little different than other viruses because the Chinese Communist Party made it. And I'd like to see Biden say, we're going to hold you financially responsible. And don't expect Joe Biden to say that. He won't. Sure as hell Fauci won't. Let's go to Angelo in Buffalo. You're on WBEN. Welcome.
Hey, Tom. How are you doing today?
I'm well. Thank you.
My sincerest condolences to you for the loss of your cat.
Oh, aren't you sweet? Thank you. Well, look, there are people out there who've lost children and husbands and wives and friends. And, you know, grief is what it is. And, you know, I mean, the veterinarian who euthanized my cat today, she just lost her husband a few months ago, to put things in perspective. I appreciate your comments very much. Glenna was very special to me.
Yeah, we've lost a few of our own, and we don't have any kids or anything like that, but we treated them just as children, and they're very much loved. So anyway, I just wanted to bring up a point here that hasn't come out until the last caller actually mentioned about the kind of the emergency powers that Paul Cars has.
Yes.
Has there been any updates on that as far as his powers getting stripped away? I know that.
Yeah. Okay. Here's the deal. The Erie County Legislature stripped those powers, but Paul Cars is going to state law. I believe it's the state public officers law 24/7. I think that's what that is. That gives him, he says, the power to be a dictator. It's a state law that he is using to lord over Erie County.
Wow. So isn't there anything that we can do? I know that he was an attorney to a certain degree or something like that. Isn't there something that can be done to stop this evil man?
Well, there's a number of lawsuits that are in the root. I mean, in the canal, in the birth canal, so to speak, of the legal system. But, I mean, we talked to Dr. Obst, and her case has been waiting adjudication from the state Supreme Court. And she finally said, screw this, I'm out of here. She's going to Florida or Texas.
Wow, so everything's in legal gridlock right now.
Well, it is. I mean, how many, let's put it this way. We've talked to Todd Aldinger. We've talked to Steve Cohen. We've talked to Corey Hogan. We've talked to Diane Tiveron, all from Hogan Willig, sponsors of this program. And, you know, how many lawsuits can we possibly talk about? I have no idea how many lawsuits Hogan Willig has in the pipeline right now, or Todd Aldinger has in the pipeline right now. And then once you think you get a ruling that is, hey, these people get freedom, then a higher court says, oh, no. And if you've been appointed to your position by the governor, even though it's not this governor, it was the other one, how can you possibly not recuse yourself in a matter involving the person who gave you the job? I don't get that.
Right.
I mean, I hate to say it, we have more morals in the radio business than the legal, than the judicial business does. That should freak anybody out.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think we're moving in the right direction, though, now, as far as the civil disobedience. I think that if every man, woman, child, whoever can stand up right now, this is where it's got to stop. Because if we don't stop it now, what comes next?
What happens next is mandatory vaccines if you want to go into a business, and mandatory vaccines if you want to walk in, if you want to go into work. That's what's next. That's what's happened in New York City. Why would it not happen here? Why would it not? I mean, de Blasio and Poloncarz are also cut from the same cloth. I'm pretty sure Poloncarz and de Blasio have posters of Lenin in their offices hidden. I'm glad you called. Thank you. I'm not talking about John. I'm talking about Vladimir. All right, just so you know. By the way, we're coming up on the anniversary of the murder of John Lennon, December 8th. Of course, tomorrow, the anniversary of something far more significant, Pearl Harbor Day. Not to be confused with Pearl Bailey Day. Different situation altogether. And if you ever get a chance to get to Hawaii again, if you've been there before, if you go to the Arizona Memorial, it is, if you don't cry when you're on the Arizona Memorial, check your heart, because it probably stopped. It is one of the most emotional monuments I've ever visited. I've been to Gettysburg a million times, but standing on the memorial of the USS Arizona, the tears, I mean, everybody was crying. It was just incredible. And that was the anniversary tomorrow. All right, it's Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. I would look so good in those sunglasses. Anyway, in fact, I've got a pair of those sunglasses, come to think of it. The Ray-Bans? Yeah, I think Tim Roth wore them. Anyway, hi, how are you? Welcome. Yeah, I'm still on my Reservoir Dog kick. I'll get over it soon and get back to Austin Powers. But anyway, well, we got to wait until Mike Myers puts Big Boy back into public domain. We can have some fun with that. All right. So anyway, the Omicron variant. Ladies and gentlemen, I remember, do you remember we had guests on, like Dr. Jane Orient with the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, like Peter McCullough, born at Kenmore Mercy Hospital, I think a little bit before I was. And anyway, you know what they said? I'm just going to bring you up to speed on what they said. What they said was, when you get a virus like COVID, what happens is over time you get these variants that develop, but the variants tend to be less severe or attenuating from the original, so that they might be more contagious and you got more of a chance of getting them, but they ain't going to kill you. Like the Spanish flu is a great example. Back in 1919, whatever, the Spanish flu was a death sentence. Do you know how many people know the Spanish flu is still out there? The bug that killed millions of people around the world about 100 plus years ago is still out there. But guess what? Being a virus, what is a virus's job? It is to mutate. And typically, when a virus mutates, it becomes less severe. Number one. Number two, let's just talk about HIV for a moment. I'm old enough to remember when I had to run away from the Tyrannosaurus. It was hell. Anyway, yeah. No, I'm old enough to remember the beginning of HIV/AIDS. And if you had AIDS, you were going to be dead very soon, okay? Now, if you have HIV/AIDS, chances are you're going to live a long, productive life, and you can still enjoy intimate relations without worrying about passing it on to somebody else, because the therapeutics in the past 40-odd years have gotten better. So, you know, as far as the Omicron virus, Fortune.com has put up an article, evidence mounts that Omicron is more infectious, less severe than Delta. But Fauci, other experts warn against premature optimism. This Fauci guy, I'm telling you, if you ever have a party, don't invite him, because he's just going to be the one urinating on the cake. I mean, this guy has an interest in being the face of COVID, because without COVID, Dr. Fauci is just another Washington bureaucrat. He's probably had more. No, I can't really go there, but I'm just saying. Evidence, remember, we're going to follow the science. So according to Fortune, the science, the evidence is that Omicron is more infectious but less severe than Delta. But Fauci and other experts warn, in contradiction of the evidence, against premature optimism. You know, folks, again, deal with it. If you are 40 years old now, or thereabouts, you're going to be living with COVID the rest of your life. But you're going to, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to learn to live with COVID. Nothing Poland Cars does, nothing de Blasio does is going to work. We already locked down the entire economy. How did that work out for you? How did that work for you? We locked everything down. You couldn't go into a restaurant. You couldn't go into a bar. You had no social life whatsoever, unless you had a speakeasy, and I did, thank you. And I never got COVID at the speakeasy. Not at all. I got COVID at a place where we tested every day for COVID. Ha! So anyway, at least I'm pretty sure I did. That would be the logical conclusion. But anyway, you know, why spoil people's fun? Folks, here's the thing about freedom. Once you lose freedom, you don't get it back. And if you give these power-hungry maniacs like Poland Cars the ability to run your life, supposedly Poland Cars is going to release data maybe on the poll, the telephone poll they did, which will support what Mark Poland Cars is doing. I want to see the internals of any numbers they put out. And by the way, let's just say Mark Poland Cars says, in the poll we did, the majority of people favor not only masks, but vaccine mandates, which I'm going to institute beginning immediately. Is the majority always right? I mean, a majority of people in the United States in the early 1960s did not really want civil rights legislation, did they? Were they right? A majority of people in 1850, at least in the southern United States, they thought slavery was A-OK. Were they right? You know, sometimes you got to realize maybe, well, I don't want to go there at this point. But if, I mean, Poland Cars was saying that people are in support of him before there was any alleged data that's going to show that. Now, if he's hinting, I'm going to warn you, if he's hinting that he's going to release the data, it's probably going to be from that poll they did Friday, and he's probably going to say, see, 70% of the people say I'm doing a great job. Otherwise, they would have just buried it and forgotten it. So I'm a little bit concerned about that. But the devil is in the details. The devil is in the internals of a poll. Whom was spoken to, or what I should say is whom got the call and you pressed the little numbers on your cell phone to indicate exactly what the deal was with your position. 803-0930. If you oppose these mandates, are you in the minority? Look, I don't claim that this is a scientific poll on this show, and I don't claim my life is a scientific representation of Erie County, okay? But I got to tell you something that, you know, Erie County, I mean, one of the most unvaccinated groups of people would be our black brothers and sisters who tend to be registered Democrats, in case you didn't know. Now, if I'm not vaccinated, how could I possibly be in favor of mandates? If I don't have the vaccine, why would I say, yes, I should be mandated to get the vaccine? I mean, they got so much vaccine, it's coming out of people's ears. And if you are one of our black brothers and sisters and you don't trust the vaccine, who in the hell could blame you? I mean, I'm sorry, but in Tuskegee, I keep on mentioning this because people don't know it. The government and researchers gave a bunch of our black brothers syphilis because they wanted to know what it would do. Well, guess what? For years, people knew what syphilis did. They just destroyed these people for no good reason. No good. They gave them a death sentence for, I would argue, probably an attempt at eugenics. Which was, by the way, not exclusively a European thing. It was actually an American thing, which I don't have time to get into right now. But anyway, Fortune magazine for Fortune.com, evidence mounts Omicron is more infectious, less severe than Delta. And I'm sorry, wasn't Delta less severe than Alpha? So alas, Dr. Jane Orient and Dr. Peter McCullough appear to have been proven right, because I'm pretty sure I got the Delta variant. Yeah, I was vaccinated. 4 months before I got COVID. And I'm telling you, when I got COVID, it was literally no big deal. The company made me take time off, but I didn't need the time off. I mean, I sat around all day and watched movies, basically, which was really good because I discovered a lot of films that I had overlooked over the years. All right, so there is a rally in favor of personal choice today. So my question is, do you favor personal choice or do you favor mandates? Who's in the majority? And if you believe in mandates over your life, please tell me where they stop. What if it was mandated that every male be circumcised? What if it was mandated that every male be uncircumcised? Frankly, circumcision, I know some of you don't like to hear this, but it's a good prevention against a lot of disease and a lot of infection. I know they had the billboard up, bloodstained men. I never thought I'd see a bloodstained crotch in a billboard on the 190, but I thank my parents every day for having me cut. I'm not Jewish, but I could pass the physical. And I'm glad, because I know people late in life, men, actually, who got circumcised. It was hell. It was not a lot of fun late in life. So I'm a big advocate of circumcision. I know I'm going to, that's a show unto itself. Don't call now on my unenlightened, uneducated opinion telling me about the joys of foreskin. I don't need to hear it now, but I'll do a show on circumcision at some point in the future, okay? I'm just saying, thank you, Mom. Thank you, Dad. Snip, snip. I really appreciate it because I don't think I've ever had a UTI. Okay. Did I? No, nothing like that. Everything else, but not that. Wait, when I say everything else, I mean like open heart surgery and that kind of stuff. You know, heart attack, almost dying, widowmaker, that kind of stuff. All right, let's get back to the calls on WBEN. if I sound like I'm having fun today, I'm overcompensating for the trauma in my life today. Here is, yes, it was traumatic. Here is Paul in Snyder. You're on WBEN.
Hey, you woke me up from my nap.
You woke me up from mine. What a coincidence.
Get off of my front lawn.
No, get off my lawn. Front lawn is an unneeded word. How can I help you?
Okay, so I thought that I heard the county executive saying that there was a minority at the rally today.
No, what he said, I have to put you on hold, Paul, but don't go anywhere. I'm going to give you full time, but I'm looking at the clock realizing that apparently I've forgotten how to tell time. It's not what he said. He said that the people who were there, he thought it was 300, not 500 as we reported, were a minority of county residents. I call BS. I can't wait to see what the poll says, and I can't wait to see the internals of the poll. If they don't release the internals, something's rotten in Denmark. But just the very idea. And there's something there. Oh, damn it. Remind me to talk about the thing with New York State, would you? Herr Schmidt. That is your name. Herr Schmidt. I just like the way it sounds. Hey, I want to go to a game and see the finest athletes in the world totally handicapped by weather conditions outside of their control, which probably will portray an outcome that would not be the same as if they weren't experiencing the inclement weather. I'm sorry. Give me a dome. I don't go anyway, but give me a dome. It'll be fun to watch on TV. So anyway, as far as polling cars' mandate and the power thereof, there is a challenge to that in the state legislature, but Senator Gallivan's office has confirmed that the challenge to polling cars' power that was talked about with us by Frank Todaro, the Erie County legislator and friend of mine, that is on a heap of legislation in Albany. My prediction is it will go absolutely nowhere because the Democrats run Albany because you idiots put Democrats in office every chance you get. I can't figure that out. Maybe not you listening to this show, but the people who don't listen to this show. And I'm not a big fan of the Republican Party, but I'm less of a fan of the Democrat Party. I mean, I don't hang out with political bosses. They're not part of my life. I'm not looking to make a political career out of this. Just looking to have a little fun. All right, let's get back to Paul in Snyder. Paul, shoot.
Hey, Tom. Thank you. Yeah, so we're saying that the county executive polling cars referred to the rally today at Niagara Square as being in a minority of county residents.
Well, the views there expressed are those of a minority of residents. And I bet he releases data tomorrow from the poll they did. But as I said, beware. The key is in the details, the internals of the poll.
Okay. And so since they oppose the mandating that the people that were at this rally, wouldn't the county executive's opinion of those people be not very favorable, correct?
Well, does Mark Poloncarr strike you as the kind of guy who likes his power and his position and his prestige being challenged, or does he strike you as a megalomaniacal dictator wannabe?
Yeah, dictator. And so I would hope...
I have the power.
Or I'll shut you down. I would like... It strikes me very interesting that... when the truth comes out like this, referring to people as a minority, and they're not in favor of his ideas, I would hope that other minorities at election times would take all that into consideration.
Oh, I see where you're going with this. Interesting. And by the way, Byron Brown, mayor of Buffalo, what is your position on government mandates? You got into office with the help of a lot of people. I think you owe us, Mayor Brown. You know I love you, but I think, Mayor Brown, you owe us a statement on Poloncarr's and his mandates. Let me ask you, what has Poloncarr's done for you lately?
Yeah, exactly. And when, you know, the county executive is referring to a minority group of people that in his eyes as being, you know, not favorable to him personally. So I don't know. I just kind of think it's interesting that
he has a respect. He has a disrespect for minorities.
Yes, if he doesn't, yeah, right.
Well, there's all kinds of minorities. There's ethnic minorities, there's ideological minorities, and we would be ideological minorities. And maybe, you know what? Hey, you know what? Maybe, just maybe in Erie County, maybe people like you and people like me are ideological minorities because Mark Poloncarr's defeated Lynn Dixon handily, winning re-election as county executive. So, maybe Erie County, it's got to be something in the water. Have you ever noticed that everybody who comes from Erie County turns out, who rises to prominence, turns out to be a tool, whether it's the guy who runs the NFL or, it'll come to me, the Judge Roberts and E. Howard Hunt from Hamburg.
And, you know, Tom, the whole big picture is we're all minorities now because we're being forced into doing something that,
it doesn't work. They locked us down, for God's sake. Did that work? No, it did not. I'm sorry. The only rational conclusion you can draw is COVID is here. It's not going anywhere. You can do things maybe to mitigate getting it, like, I don't know, not living a life. And chances are if you get it, you're going to survive it.
Exactly.
The only thing we should be focused on are people. If you want to make a difference in terms of death rates, focus on people 60 and older with multiple preconditions, okay? Focus on that population group. Do your work there, because those are the people that, if they get it, are more likely to die, but there's still a small minority of people who get it that are going to die. 1.5% roughly will die of COVID if they get it. I got to move on. I'm glad you called.
Thank you for your help.
I don't know that I was that helpful. It's like when people call and say, thank you for what you do. I don't do anything. I talk. I don't do anything. I'm an idiot with a microphone. That's it, period. If I did anything, I'd be elected to office, and God help anybody if that happened. I don't want that. No way. Anyway, it is, if you want to elect me dictator for life, we'll talk. That's the way to get things done. I'll make the trains run on time. Anyway, by the way, check out Mussolini on Netflix. No, I think it's Amazon Prime. I've lost track. Anyway, it is, I'm not shaving my head, just so we're all clear. Nor do I want to end up hung upside down at a gas station in Milan, beaten beyond all recognition. No, thank you.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.